This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Firefighters welcomed the rain and snow that fell yesterday on the Cameron Peak Fire in Larimer County. Spokesman Troy Mueller says the fire's northern half got up to 5 inches, and the south end got less than an inch. He says the snow helped secure containment lines, but he doesn't expect the reprieve to last long.
With the high winds coming back up today and the sun, and the fuel still being extremely dry, we will probably still see an increase in some fire activity in certain areas today.
Mueller says crews are holding the line around the CSU Mountain campus west of Fort Collins despite the high winds. The nearly 134-acre Cameron Peak Fire is 47% contained. Real estate transactions slowed in September, but were still up substantially from last year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
Just more than 10,000 homes were under contract statewide last month. That's an 8% decline from August, but a 35% jump compared to the same time last year. The data is from the Colorado Association of Realtors. Home sales boomed all summer. Pent-up demand from lockdown and low interest rates pulled buyers into the market. But the number of homes for sale was down 50%. The imbalance is keeping prices high. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
There is a red flag warning until 6 o'clock tonight for Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.